It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back here. It is a Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So there's, let's get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. Starting off with NATO. So yesterday we said that Russia had some of the most airstrikes, missile strikes that they've had since the start of the Ukraine war, and President Biden had pledged air support or air defense. And I said, well, I'm not sure what that means. Like, that sounds like we're going to be sending planes. NATO now basically saying yes, that they've changed their mind, and it looks like they are planning on sending air defenses to Ukraine after those Russian missile attacks. And the UN and the G7 have basically said that those recent missile attacks could be a war crime against Russia. And so the G7 and the UN, NATO, all starting to pledge support. So remember, the reason why they did not do that in the first place was because they did not want, they felt like if other countries got involved with physically protecting Ukraine, then other countries would get involved by physically defending or basically siding with Russia, and then that would basically lead us into another world war. So that the whole reason why they avoided trying to get involved at all in the first place with this, hey, we'll give you weapons, we'll give you money, but we're not going to send troops, we're not going to fly our own planes, we're not going to do that stuff. The reason was because they felt like it would lead to a world war. And President Zelensky has been saying pretty much all along, well, you guys don't understand how vicious Russia is, and if you think they're going to stop at us, you got another thing coming. Like, so because you don't want to have a chance of a world war, you're going to allow Russia to just take whatever lands they want? And basically they're like, well, no, we're going to let you guys, fight it out. We're not going to let them just take it. We're going to give you money, and we're going to wag our finger at Russia. And, we'll go that route. And so basically what's happened now is with these recent missile attacks, people are going, okay, maybe we do need to go ahead and defend them physically. So we'll see what happens in the coming days and weeks pertaining to that. Other big story here came out about an hour ago. Angela Lansbury, star of film and stage, she has passed away today at the age of 96. So, who was it? There's somebody who passed away yesterday at age 90. I thought it was. Somebody yesterday. I'm just going blank on it now. But, so Angela Lansbury passing away today at the age of 96. That's pretty good right there. Living 96 years old. Loretta Lynn is who I was thinking of, and that was last week. So, let's see here. Other top stories in the news. It looks like King Charles' coronation date is going to be May 6th, is when he will be crowned the King of England. That sounds so strange. That sounds like I'm talking about a fairy tale. You're going to be crowned the King of England. Okay. It just seems very weird to even say that. The Department of Justice has asked the Supreme Court to reject the Trump classified records review. This would be the special, the special master situation. Department of Justice asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on this and say no special master to review the documents. So we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, the Supreme Court actually ruled that they will not hear a case pertaining to fetal life, like whether fetal rights, excuse me, whether the fetus has any rights. They decided they're not going to hear that case, at least just for now. And then Brett Favre, you know, he's been involved with the big $77 million welfare scandal in Mississippi. And he says that I've done nothing wrong. I have been unjustly smeared in the media. And if you haven't heard about this, it's because they're basically, there was this one in person that a couple of people who have basically, I think one of them's already been sentenced to jail. The other one's hearing is still going on. But it's the biggest welfare fraud in Mississippi history and possibly United States history. And they were using welfare dollars for personal gain and for other things that were not meant for welfare. And one of which was they gave money to Brett Favre's alma mater. And at his behest, they paid him for speeches that he allegedly never gave, things like this. That's how he's wrapped up in it. He says he hasn't done anything wrong, and the media is smearing him. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we do have an accident right now. It's on Chamukla Highway just off Sims Middle School off of Education Drive. We're seeing some slowdowns in the northbound direction due to this accident. It is improving, but definitely keep that in mind. If you're headed northbound on Chamukla in Pace, you're going to see some slow-moving traffic. Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton is looking good, as well as I-10 and the east and westbound lanes throughout Pensacola. Really not showing anything to slow you down. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Prosecutors have asked the jury to recommend the death sentence for the Parkland shooter. And the defense is asking the jury to spare the life of the broken man. Okay. Iran is cracking down on protests even more in the Kurdish region. Remember, they're having a nationwide protest. In fact, even oil workers are starting to walk off the job as well. And then I saw this story out of Louisiana. Three fishermen off of the Louisiana coast were, I guess they went out fishing. They were expected back on October 8th. No, they didn't show up. So there was a search and rescue performed for 1,250 miles, and they did indeed finally find these three fishermen. They were in a 24-foot boat. It sank around 10 a.m. on October 8th, and they had no communication equipment because it obviously sank. And they were 25 miles offshore Empire, Louisiana, and they were stranded in the water for 24 hours. During those 24 hours, they said they basically just fought off sharks the whole time for the 24 hours they were floating. Two of the men did suffer hand injuries from the shark attacks, but they ended up being rescued and okay. So, wow, that's pretty wild right here off of Louisiana coast. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got top trendy news with John Pickens over in the newsroom today. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3. Strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, bitches on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word, and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription. Taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. I'm dancing more, just a little bit. Breathing more, just a little bit. Care a little less, just a little bit. Like life is woo. I'm making more, just a little bit.
Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Gulf Coast Kids House is celebrating the philanthropic heart of our community. It's for the 6th annual Brunch and Bubbles on October 23rd. You can enjoy a walkabout brunch at Portofino featuring local celebrity chefs, bottomless premier champagne, and other brunch cocktails, live entertainment, live music by John Ripley. Gulf Coast Kids House is the only child advocacy center in Escambia County. They help approximately 3,000 kids every year at no cost to them or their families. And you can find out more, buy tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. So that's coming up, the Brunch of Bubbles coming up October 23rd. And the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is coming up October 29th at Seville Square. And so you can register for this, newsradio923.com. Registration begins at 8. The walk begins at 9. So there's a couple of things to let you know about right there. Tune in to News Radio 923 all throughout this week for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Florida State Seminoles play the Clemson Tigers this week. Clemson is ranked 4th in the country. So tough game here ahead of the Seminoles. They could definitely use a win after the last 2 weeks. So tune in to News Radio 923 for a chance to win those tickets. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Santa Rosa County commissioners are planning to discuss an impact fee option on new construction in the county on Thursday. They asked the staff to come back with recommendations. County Administrator Devon Cook told News Radio.
They talked about some options of trying to do something with the impact fee that would encourage affordable housing and just, you know, an overall review of the impact fee issue and potentially coming back to them with a recommendation on an impact fee.
The idea is to use an impact fee option on new construction, partially to encourage affordable housing in Santa Rosa County. Escambia County deputies needed assistance searching for a missing 14-year-old boy. Gavin Hartnett, 14, was last seen around 7 a.m. Thursday near the 700 block of Escambia Avenue. Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies describe Hartnett as having shoulder-length brown hair, blue eyes, being 5'10 in height. If you see Hartnett or know where his whereabouts are, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And finally, Bobby, a 22-year-old Crestview man by the name of Alexander Berrios is charged with child neglect after having a 9-year-old drive him several miles home. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, a witness spotted a car entering Oak Hill Road from a neighborhood around 8 a.m. yesterday and suspected the driver was impaired due to the vehicle being all over the roadway. Deputies say the witness cut off the car near the intersection of Highway 85 and Old Bethel Road, which is when he noticed a child was behind the wheel. The 9-year-old child told deputies that Berrios asked him to drive him home, pointing out directions along the nearly 7-mile trip. Deputies say the 9-year-old then began driving alone back to his own home after dropping off Berrios. He traveled nearly 3 miles before the witness intervened. When contacted, the child's mother says that she was not aware the boy had left the home. Alexander Berrios was arrested yesterday and is being held in Okaloosa County Jail without bond.
Yeah, I saw that story as well. Kind of bizarre. Yes, over there. You're going to get a 9-year-old to drive you around. I mean, even if you're drunk and you're not thinking straight, like you would think straighter than that.
You think.
Oh well. Mm-hmm. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Out in the Atlantic or in the Gulf, we do have a tropical storm now. Tropical Storm Carl. Just yesterday, we said there was only a 20% chance it would develop into a storm. Guess what? That 20% hit. It is a tropical storm. It is in the Gulf. It's close to Mexico, and it just looks like it's expected to just stay right there. It's in the Gulf. It's going to head a little bit further north, but it's moving super slowly, and then it's going to head east right back into Mexico. I mean, west right back into Mexico, and then it'll fizzle out. So no threats here to our area, at least for now. But like I said, just yesterday, it had a 20% chance of formation. And here it is, already a tropical storm. And so it's like, okay, that one was way off. But it doesn't look like it's going to reach Texas, much less anywhere else. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, roads are looking good on Chemukla Highway. Our slowdowns have cleared up, as well as nothing to slow you down on Berry Hill Road, as well as Woodbine Drive. I-10, I-110 looking good. We do have some everyday afternoon slowdown. A Mobile Highway near Bellevue Avenue looks slow moving a little bit, as well as Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. You're going to see that everyday busyness. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, the FBI files are showing Capitol police officer from January 6th stating who he was protected by. And it kind of upends a lot of the cases that are going on, a lot of the arguments that are going on from the mainstream media. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. Why do you talk about a tropical storm that doesn't impact Pensacola? It's like talking about a snow blizzard in Colorado. Well, I'm just giving you an update what's going on in the Atlantic and the Gulf, and letting you know there is a storm in the Gulf of Mexico and that it will not come to us. That's why I'm letting you know. Because you might hear there's a tropical storm out there in the Gulf, and you heard from Bobby Rossi that you don't have to worry about it. That's why I let you know. You're welcome. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Blue Angels will not be flying over San Francisco. I don't know if you heard this whole story. Sheesh. They did actually have to cancel their show because of weather. But in the meantime, the District 5 supervisor from San Francisco tweeted out, quote, "The Blue Angels should not be allowed to fly over San Francisco." That's it. That's the tweet. It was like, say what? So then next thing you know, you get a ton of comments of people, you know, basically blasting him. Like, you know, the airspace is not the city. You can't make that call. Why do you not, you know, what's your problem with the Blue Angels? You know, it just goes on and on and on. So his response to this is, well, why do so many people who are not even from San Francisco weighing in on this? It's none of your business what I think is best for the city. That was basically his response. Everybody who's responding to this isn't even from the city. It's the Blue Angels. The Blue Angels is, it's a national treasure. Of course people are going to weigh in. Plus you're just ridiculous. With Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We were just talking about the councilman in San Francisco saying that the Blue Angels should never be allowed to fly over San Francisco. They shouldn't be allowed to fly. And I'm like, what? And of course, you know, people just started blasting this guy as being an elitist and having the highest real estate prices and rent prices in the country, and yet they've got people literally defecating on the street and all kinds of other problems. They're like, and you're worried about the Blue Angels coming up? Like, you guys could use a little bit of Sound of Freedom. Sheesh. And then the guy just complains and goes, everybody who's complaining about this isn't even from San Francisco. It's like, oh my gosh, this guy. Here's one that says, California, stupid. Blue should do flyovers anyway. Go American Blue, America's Blue Angels. They end up canceling the show because of weather, but still, that's not why. I mean, this guy was just like, you know, it just gets under your skin sometimes, doesn't it? Speaking of which, coming up here, Well, we got your sports hit coming up in a minute. I do want to actually bring this up, too. I was going to bring this up, and I ran out of time. An FBI document that is under court seal. So I don't know how this was being revealed at this point, but apparently this document was leaked. The FBI has this document that shows that they interviewed one of the U.S. Capitol police officers on January 6th. And he explains that the Oath Keepers, who's one of the groups that people that they're saying were committed treason and tried to overturn the Capitol and they committed insurrection and had conspiracy and were trying to, you know, create a coup. The Oath Keepers were the ones behind this. This is a big part of the January 6th hearings. This is a big part of the FBI's investigation, is that the Oath Keepers were the insurrectionists. And other people might have just went along, but they were the insurrectionists. And now, apparently, under this document that was released by, well, that's under seal, but somehow was leaked, shows that at least one of the Oath Keepers explained, one of the Capitol police officers explained the Oath Keepers were shielding him to protect him. And he says that they were there protecting him from an angry mob, not like cornering him so that he could be beat up. Because I guess there's video and there's images of this officer being surrounded by the Oath Keepers. That's why they interviewed him specifically, thinking, you know, did you feel like your life was in danger? And he's like, no, they were actually protecting me. They were creating a shield. Oh, boy. That kind of blows up the whole narrative of the Oath Keepers being the insurrectionists. Oh, well. I'm not saying what they did was right. I'm just saying there's what we continue to see is a lot of political bias in the investigation instead of just actual truthful fact-finding. And when they do find the facts, they bury it under court seal. So we, the public, don't have it. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. NATO is pivoting to sending Ukraine air defenses after the Russian missile attacks. And remember, before they're saying, nope, no air defense. Now they're saying, okay, maybe so. Angela Lansbury passing away today at the age of 96 years old. So, she's a icon in film and stage. And finally, Tulsi Gabbard, one-time Democrat candidate for president, has left the Democrat Party. We'll talk about that coming up here right after our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NBA preseason is on NBA TV tonight at 6 o'clock with the Memphis Grizzlies against the Orlando Magic. Once again, 6 o'clock NBA TV. And then after that, it'll be the Portland Trailblazers against the Golden State Warriors at 9 o'clock. And then right now, we've got the Major League Baseball playoffs going on. Earlier today, the Phillies upset the Atlanta Braves, beat them 7-6 in the Braves' home. So they ended up having Bryce Harper was 3-for-3. Ended up getting Castellanos, ended up having 3 RBIs. The Braves ended up having 3 runs in the ninth inning at the bottom of the ninth to try to catch up. So that 7-6 score doesn't really show like really what it was. It was 7-3 basically going into the ninth inning. And they ended up scoring 3 runs in the ninth, but not enough. Right now, the Mariners are looking to upset the Houston Astros. They're leading 6-3. And in the first game of the ALDS, top of the sixth inning right there on that one. That game's on TBS. When that game's over, on about 6:35-ish, we'll have the Cleveland Guardians playing the Yankees on TBS, and then at 8:35 on FS1, the Padres will be playing the Dodgers. And NHL hockey preseason will be on ESPN tonight at 6:30. You can check out the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the Rangers, followed by Las Vegas playing LA. And got your sports news coming up right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good this afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 98 throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze not showing any delays, as well as a 3-mile bridge into West Pensacola looking good. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. Sports news here for you real quick. LaMelo Ball of the Chicago Bulls going to miss the start of the season with a grade 2 ankle sprain. Steve Nash says that Ben Simmons is not going to be quite at his best just yet, even though he missed pretty much the whole season last year. Brett Favre denies any wrongdoing in the Mississippi welfare probe and says that he's being slandered and smeared by the media. The Raiders and Josh McDaniels say they support Davante Adams after the incident where he pushed a cameraman down. He did apologize. Like, he was in the locker room. They were trying to ask him questions in the locker room, and right even then, he just said, before I ask or answer any more questions, I just want to say I'm sorry to that cameraman. I was obviously frustrated with the results of the game, and then the guy stepped right in front of me, and I shoved him, and I shoved him harder than I meant to, and he ended up going all the way to the ground, and I apologized for that. So, and then he put out a Twitter apology, and the whole works, and that's kind of one of the big stories in the NFL today. Everybody talking about him losing his temper as somebody who stepped in front of him. I would have just ran him over. I mean, people are like, it's a disgrace. The dude stepped right in front of him while he's on his way to the locker, upset. Like, you're lucky he just shoved you. I still don't understand people's mentality nowadays. Like, you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want to do with no consequences. Is that what you really want? Yeah, come on. This is our society now. Oh, I can't believe Davante Adams shoved that guy down. All he did is step right in front of him without saying, excuse me, without like, excuse me, sir, can I got to get by here? No. Davante has the right of way, by the way. He is the guy going to the locker room. You do not have the right of way, and you stepped in front of him, like right in front of him. So it's like, and people are like, I can't believe Davante did that. I'm like, I can't believe Davante didn't just run him over. And just like, what do you mean? How can we live in a society now? How has this happened where we just believe we can do whatever we want to and there should be no consequences, no negative consequences? And I just, it's so crazy. But no, I mean, I'm glad he apologized. That's nice of him to apologize because you don't want to hurt somebody. And then he even said, I pushed him. I didn't mean to push him that hard. I didn't mean for him to fall all the way down. I'm like, all right, you're a better man than me. I just ran him over and just wouldn't even say anything. When they say, well, sir, what do you think about you running over that cameraman when he stepped in front of you? I'm like, what cameraman? All I know is there's some moron who stepped in front of me without even apologizing or nothing. So, like, what? Baker Mayfield's going to be out for 2 to 6 weeks, and the U.S. women's soccer team has lost two straight for the first time since 2017. Speaking of no consequences, Tulsi Gabbard's had enough of the party that seems to push to not have any consequences for your negative actions, the Democrat Party. Here she was running for president as a Democrat and ended up losing, and now she's spoke at CPAC. She's a contributor on Fox News. You see her all the time on this stuff. Don't mistake something, though. I see a lot of my conservative friends touting Tulsi Gabbard all the time now. Tulsi Gabbard is not a conservative. All right? She's for single-payer health care. She is for gun control, even though she does promote firearms. She's for assault weapons bans. She's for a lot of these things that conservatives are for. She's for abortion rights. There's a lot of things. She's not conservative. All right. Now, she is anti-war. So in that case, she's more libertarian in a lot of her views. When it comes to marijuana, when it comes to war, she's libertarian. She's not conservative. Anyway, she put out a long post and had an interview today where she says, I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party. It is now under complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms enshrined in our Constitution, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police, and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. That's one paragraph. And a run-on sentence. That was amazing. So here's some of the things that she detailed, and this is a very long explanation she has on her site, but it is good. And she goes and explains why she left the Democrat Party. One, they're pro-war Democrat Party. They've got us on the brink of nuclear war now. Today's Democrat Party rejects the rule of law. She goes on about the Banana Republic and weaponizing security state and federal law enforcement. She says IRS was used to target conservative groups. I'm surprised she actually didn't include herself in this one. But she actually had a lawsuit against Google, if you remember, when she was running for president, because when she won that first Democrat primary debate, all of a sudden her ads were pulled from Google. And so she sued Google for censorship. And so she's pointing out the IRS is used to target conservative groups, but she was targeted herself. Anyway, continue on. Today's Democrat Party does not believe in our constitutionally protected right of free speech. Today's Democrat Party does not believe in our constitutionally protected right of freedom of religion. Today's Democrat Party does not believe in our constitutionally protected right to bear arms. Today's Democrat Party is Big Brother undermining our civil liberties. Today's Democrat Party racializes everything and blatantly foments anti-white racism. Anti-white racism. Today's Democrat Party is anti-women. Today's Democrat Party is undermining families. Oh, yeah. She continues on and on and on. And then she finishes with this. This is Tulsi Gabbard announcing her leaving the Democrat Party. So today I'm calling on my fellow common sense independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democrat Party. You can no longer stomach the direction that so-called woke Democrat Party ideologues are taking our country, I invite you to join me. Join her where? That's what I was looking for. I couldn't find anything. So, like I said, she's not really conservative, okay? So I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah. So I don't see her joining the Republican Party. But she could just be joining some other independent party or just being independent altogether, like Bernie Sanders is. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then iPhone's new phone has a really cool feature that's starting to backfire. We'll talk about that next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go to John Pickens in the newsroom real quick. John, what's going on in the news?
Well, Pensacola is moving to make its e-scooter pilot program permanent. The Pensacola City Council will take its first vote Thursday to amend its micromobility ordinance to make the e-scooter rental program permanent after more than a year-long pilot program. Deputy City Administrator David Forte said at the mayor's weekly press conference Monday that if the vote passes, the city will negotiate a new contract with VIO, the only e-scooter company operating in the city. The new contract will include a new annual fee and ride fees that will pay for maintenance and enforcement of city rules for e-scooters. Finally, Bobby, two men are facing DUI charges after crashing their expensive cars in front of a Denver fire station. Police say the two men driving Lamborghinis began revving their engines as they sat at a stoplight on Spear Boulevard on Thursday night. When the light changed, the cars started racing each other until they crashed into a third vehicle in front of Denver's fire station number one. One of the Lamborghinis caught on fire after the crash, though the fire was out by the time firefighters arrived. The driver of that car may be facing a really expensive repair bill. Police say he could not provide proof of insurance at the time of his arrest.
All right, that's no proof of insurance while you're driving a Lamborghini.
Right.
Sheesh. Okay. All right. That's living on the edge right there.
It
I'll tell
is.
You what. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Do you have a couple accidents reported by FHP? First, intersection of West 9 Mile Road and North 8 Mile Creek. We do have an accident. No roadblock, but just keep that accident in mind, as well as Grand Grand Canal Street at Gondolier Boulevard and Gulf Breeze. We do have an accident there as well. Not seeing many slowdowns because of those two accidents at those intersections, but just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. So iPhone has the new iPhone has a crash detector built into it, where if you get in an accident, it will call 911 for you. So apparently, though, there's a bit of a glitch. People are riding roller coasters with these things. And their phones are calling for are calling 911 because it's like something ain't right. You're being jerked around like you're in an accident. And so apparently it has a, you know, so this device, the iPhone, has a high G-force accelerometer. It detects front, side, and rear collisions and even rollover crashes. And so it might be the rollover crashes part that is happening. So but yeah, you only got 20 seconds to cancel the call once it detects a crash. But obviously, if you're on a roller coaster and you go through the first loop, you're not going to be like, let me get my phone out, make a phone call here real quick while I'm going upside down and doing the loop-de-loop and the twisty-twisty and the ups and downs, and ain't gonna happen. So yeah, so oh man, I don't know if there's a way to shut off the crash detection. Maybe they're going to have to do that. Like if you put your phone in airplane mode or something like that, they have a roller coaster mode now. Please put your phone in roller coaster mode before you ride the ride. Yeah, that's hey, it's technology. You never know what you're going to get with stuff like that, right? Speaking of technology, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
You know, we say every day we're getting closer and closer to living in a space age. Well, I guess for some people, they must think we're already there. A lady, an elderly lady, she's not even elderly. She's just old. She's only in her 60s. She was scammed out of money. Scammed out of money. She was in a long-distance relationship with a guy from Russia. She's from Japan. And he told her he needed some money in order to get off of the space station. Yeah, that's right. He was stranded on the space station and needed money to get back to Earth. So she sent him about 30 grand in American dollars, 4.4 million yen, to cover his, quote, rocket costs, end quote. She was like, makes sense to me. Must be stuck on the space station. I'll get you money to come back home.